Yes, it is cold outside. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, with the outlook on the week for Franklin, Mass. From February 1 through February 7, 2026. Inside, in the warmth of the public meeting spaces, volunteers will be working with the appropriate town and school staff to deliver services with improvements where possible for life here in Franklin in both the short term and longer term. For example, the Franklin 250 celebration comes along in 2028, but the planning is starting now. The committee meets Sunday evening to conduct their work. The school committee has it added a special meeting on Tuesday to vote on the proposal to align their health care costs with the town budget line item 910. This will ensure continued focus at the town level on minimizing health care costs across the board, won't change the coverage provided to the individuals involved, but will enable a better apples-to-apples comparison for each of the town department budgets. Schools were the only department to have to account for these health care costs within their own budget. This step continues the efforts the town started years ago with taking over the custodians and then the facilities to enable the schools to focus on education as it is their primary mission. However much the town does to support the schools, it all adds up, being sorted out financially with the reporting to DESE, resulting in a per pupil cost and net school spending calculations done at the state level to ensure consistent accounting across the 351 Mass communities. The Council and Board of Health is scheduled to meet on Wednesday, respectively, addressing their areas. The Town Council meets also on Wednesday to set up goals for their term of office, what they can, should, and might be possible to accomplish this year and next. They doesn't refer to the Council alone as a policy-making body. They approve of the goals and budget accordingly, we hope, but don't do the detailed work required. That work is done by the many departments and talented personnel across the town and schools. Another item on their agenda is an attempt to put a closing time on their regular meetings through a revision of their operating rules. Meeting length is generally determined by the items on the agenda. Given an inexperienced council, meetings generally take longer as each item is going to be their first time around, requiring extra explanation. As their term of office progresses, the cyclical nature of their work could become more evident and hence respectfully more routine. Until then, it will take time, and forcing a closure is just one way to address this. We'll all see how that works. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters. This is Steve Sherlock with a look back at the week that was here in Franklin, Mass. From January 25th through January 31, 2026. As a result of the major snowstorm this past week, schedules were changed. School cancellation happened on Monday and Tuesday. Town meetings on Monday were also canceled. The school committee did meet on Tuesday and got their first look at the superintendent's recommended budget for FY 2027. Excluding healthcare, the schools come in with a 2.5% increase. There is a proposal to move the healthcare cost to the town budget item, line 910. This step continues the efforts the town started years ago with taking over the custodians and facilities to enable the schools to focus on education as it is their primary mission. This will also enable a better apples-to-apples comparison of the town department budgets. Schools were the only department to have to account for these health care costs within their own budget. The meeting recap and video link is available on franklin.news. Conservation Commission met on Thursday. The Franklin TV video is available for replay. On the FHS school sports live streaming front, boys basketball versus Mansfield on Tuesday, boys hockey versus KP on Wednesday, the boys swim meet at the Hockomock League Championships on Friday, the girls Hockomock League Championships on Saturday, and girls basketball versus KP on Friday. All those video links are available at Franklin TV on the Panther TV channel. For all the meetings and cultural events, check out the calendar at franklin.news, where each day that day's events are posted on the top of the page, the TV and radio schedules are on the bottom, and all the other goodness falls in between. We do this because Franklin matters.